I'm reminded in this connection of a passage in the Diamond Sutra, which we studied in Tuscany recently. Moreover, Subhuti, the spot of earth where this sutra will be revealed, that spot of earth will be worthy of worship by the whole world with its gods, men and asuras, worthy of being saluted respectfully, worthy of being honoured by circumambulation. Like a shrine will be that spot of earth. And yet, Subhuti, those sons and daughters of good family who will take up these very sutras and will bear them in mind, recite and study them, they will be humbled. Well humbled will they be. And why? The impure deeds which these beings have done in their former lives, and which are liable to lead them into the states of woe, in this life they will, by means of that humiliation, annul those impure deeds of their former lives, and they will reach the enlightenment of a Buddha. Now, the connection of this passage from the Diamond Sutra with Mahaprajapati and her wreath of blue lotus may not be immediately obvious, at least not to those who didn't study the Diamond Sutra with me on that occasion. But I'd like you all to reflect upon it, because there's no time to go into the details of the connection tonight.